Blog Talk Radio.
Praise his name. Mighty is our God. Good morning, everybody. This is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Topish coming live to you here in Oklahoma, the United States of America, the Family Church of Jesus Christ. And today, we want to take just a few seconds and remember this day of 9/11 of 2001 in our country. It was a horrific, terrible time, but yet it strengthened our country. We turned our eyes towards our brothers and sisters, towards God. Let us remember right now the ones who lost loved ones. Let's just be quiet for just a few seconds in remembrance of them. Thank you, Father, for restoring what the devil thought that he had broken. We thank you, God, for the families, for the people that went through this horrific day of 9/11 in the United States of America. And we thank you, God, that your love never fails as we share this, Lord, every time to the people, to the hurting, to the lost, that you are love, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you again for joining me. You know, the last time we were on, we've been traveling a little. So it's nice to be back with everybody. Let me hear from you, your prayer requests, what's going on in your ministry. And also, if you'd like to contact us to come to your church or event or just whatever you want to share. You're welcome to call in on this program also when it's live, and I would love to have you come on and share your testimony. But anyway, the last time we were on the subject of following Jesus, following the Lord Jesus. In Luke chapter 9:3, Jesus said, if any man would come after me, if anyone, Jesus said, if you will come after me, deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow him. Follow Jesus. The cross is to encounter persecution on account of one's avowed belief. The self-denial. So I want to remind you of that this morning as I want to share, don't be disturbed. don't be disturbed. In Psalms 33:10, we're going to turn there. Psalms 33:10. And we're going to read, the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. You know, you may be facing trouble today that's maybe caused by people who are willfully plotting to do you harm. They're trying to steal your business, your home, your children, your ministry, destroy your marriage. We want to encourage you today, according to Psalm 33:10, we'll bring those plans of those people to naught, to nothing. He will make their devices of none effect, even as 9/11. The counsel of the heathen is brought to naught, but the counsel of the Lord stands forever. Remember that. When you make God your stronghold in this time of trouble, in the time of need, no one can overcome you. Yes, I don't know what you're going through. You don't know what I'm going through, but God does. And we are overcomers in him. You are his children. I am his daughter. God will bring those evil plans to naught, to nothing, when we trust in him. It says that in Psalms 37:30-31, the law of his God is in his heart. Is God's law in your heart? And none of our steps shall slide. God's counsel will give you stability when all the world around you is shaking. Evil tidings will not be able to steal your peace. Evil tidings cannot steal your peace. I want you to turn to Psalms 37:37. Psalms 37:37. And it says, mark the perfect man, the complete man that you are in Jesus Christ. Listen to me. You are marked by the blood of Jesus, washed clean. You are perfect and complete in God's eyes. You are precious in the sight of the Father. The Lord will mark you, the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man, the end of you or me, is peace. Peace. Receive it today. Back in Psalms chapter 34, I want you to read. I know I'm kind of skipping all over, but don't you just love the word? Psalms 34, verse 15. The eyes, think about it now. The eyes of the Lord Jehovah, Abba, your father, your papa, are upon the righteous. And his ears, God's ears, are open unto their cry. In verse 16, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Remember that. That's what we started with in Psalms 33:10. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Been formed against you can prosper. God is watching over you. He will never fail you. And in Psalms 35, verse 9, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Hallelujah. In verse 27 of chapter 35, let them shout for joy and be glad, and that favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Glory be to God. All the day long. Let your tongue speak of God's righteousness all the day long. As we started out sharing once again in Luke chapter 9, let's turn back there. Luke chapter 9, Jesus says, if any man, listen, you are a part of God's kingdom. If you have confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord, do you want to follow him? If any man will come after me, Jesus said, let him deny yourself. Self-denial. God wants to bless you today. Walk by faith and not by sight. Live in the Spirit with God. You can. It's simple. It sounds so complicated according to this world, according to the evil one. All you have to do is believe and call upon Jesus and follow him. Deny yourself those lusts, the pride of life, the lying, the deceit, our Lord. Take up your cross daily and follow him. It says in verse 24 of Luke chapter 9, for whoever will save his life shall lose it. You see people all the time trying to do and get, and they get nowhere, and they die a lonely, sad person, broken. But Jesus said, but whoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall find it. In verse 26, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and his Father's and the holy angels. Jesus is coming soon. Follow him. Don't be disturbed of things that are happening in this world. It takes practice. You've got to keep reading the Word of God, praying, trusting in him. Who are you fellowshipping with? Those that are talking about, oh, did you hear this? This is happening. Oh, no, we're not going to make it. Oh, my God, it's terrible. Things are hard. Don't listen to this. Listen to God's word. Again, in Psalms 33:10, the Lord brings the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Stand on God's word. You are his child. Walk in that righteousness. God bless you today. Father, we thank you for everyone that's listening right now or in the future. Oh, mighty God, there's no distance in you. Turn it all around, as your word says. Lord, all things work together for good to those that love you and are called according to your purpose. Your purpose is to glorify you through Jesus Christ, we pray. Help them, Lord. Let them hear you. Let them know your eyes and your ears are upon them, and your face, your glory, is touching their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you, everybody. God bless you. Until Friday, have a great week.
your name. Mighty is